Talking biz with Brian. This is Business Briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, 8 minutes now until the top of the hour. News, traffic, and weather just moments away, followed by the tech guy, Leo Laporte, as we put a wrap on this edition of Business Briefing with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Pat, we touched on this a little bit in our last segment. Let's talk about consumer borrowing up 10.2% in March. This was the biggest rise since just after 9/11, November of 2001. What do you think's driving this? Was it the weather or the mild weather back east? What gives here?
There's been a lot of commentary, and I guess you'd have to call it speculation on this issue, Brian. And some of the people that are less alarmist say, "Hey, look, what's happening is people are having to replace worn-out automobiles. They've delayed purchases for a long time. What you're seeing now is some makeup buying." Other people who are a little bit more, maybe more cynical and more suspect, say that, you know, the consumers are going to buy because they want to buy, and they're going to go out and spend without regard because there's no consequence to debt. Now, I kind of think it's probably more of the first than the latter. At least I certainly hope it is. But it is creating, I think, a little concern among a lot of people because, as I said in the last segment, the total consumer debt now is about $2.65 trillion. That creates a drag, a long-term drag on economic growth. You don't have unlimited debt capacity at the consumer level, and so people can spend up to a certain point, but they have to service that debt. Personally, I think that a lot of what's going on is that interest rates are so low, it discourages savings, and it encourages consumption through credit. So this is a bad byproduct of the necessary low rates.
Interesting. Now, as far as real estate, I saw this past week that mortgage rates once again dropped to an all-time record low, lowest on record. Freddie Mac saying we're at 3.83% now on a 30-year fixed. It's pretty amazing what's happening there. What are you seeing in the real estate market? That's your world.
Well, we had here in the Portland market, we had our record resale month for open resale orders in our company. Now, we're a little over 2 years old in this market, so that doesn't go back very far. But it was a significant pickup in new resale transactions in the Portland market. As you would suspect, refinances continue to be at a very, very high level. Realtors, and this is anecdotal, but realtors are telling me that there are more people out looking, that there are multiple offers, that they're very excited. They are quick to point out a little bit of what's going on is that inventory is at a very low level. So consequently, buyers who have emerged are finding less available product on the market at this time.
And I'm baffled by that, Patrick, because I mean, we've got all these foreclosures. We hear all this talk about shadow inventory, and yet the inventory is very tight. In some zip codes, I'm hearing it's as little as 1 month. What gives?
Well, the lenders have become a little bit more sophisticated about dumping product on the market. They're not so quick to put volume or large amounts of product on the market. That has had a very negative effect on pricing in many markets. For example, Atlanta last year, prices dropped, and this you'll get some debate about the exact amount, but somewhere between 14 to 18% in Atlanta last year because there were 5,000 REOs dumped on the market.
Hmm.
So I think lenders, they've wised up to that. We're seeing more short sales right now than we are REO sales. So lenders have become more aggressive about helping the current owner dispose of the property, taking a hit on their loan by a short sale, but in the process actually saving money because it's more economic than going through a foreclosure process and with less damage to the property and less downtime. So we're seeing a little bit more. We're seeing, I think, lenders try to even the market out a little bit. We've also seen the byproduct of the cessation in foreclosures last year because of legal concerns. So that has resulted in less product coming on the market also.
Why did it take them so long to figure that one out, Pat? I mean, come on. We talked about that, you and I, 2 years ago. I mean, they should have figured that out a long time ago.
Well, Brian, you know that and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to make an honest confession here. I've been parts of large companies, and somehow when you're in a large organization, process sometimes overcomes common sense. And I've fallen prey to it myself. Large institutions tend to move slower.
Yeah.
You know, individuals can think very clearly, but you get into a large institution, then you have everybody second guessing everything. So I can't be too critical. I've made those mistakes myself.
Pat Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group. Great insight, as always. Thanks for joining us. That's all the time we have for this edition of Business Briefing. I want to thank our guests this hour. We had Mark Hanna from Directors Mortgage, John DaCosta from DaCosta Properties, of course, Pat Stone. And in our last hour, if you missed our last hour, it's already podcasting with Stephen Smith from Stephen Smith Tees. Great segment, one-on-one with him as this weekend's select executive presented by WFG National Title. We'll talk to you again next Sunday at 4 o'clock.